Rachel Dobson knows how devastating postnatal depression can be. She has suffered with it for 3 years, following the birth of her son, Andreas. The 24-year-old mother has now recovered, thanks to support from family and friends, but her journey was a tough one.
I would sit there some days thinking that, well, nothing can get any worse. I'm making it difficult for my husband. I'm not caring for my son like I'm meant to. So would it just be easier if I just ended it? Would that solve it? Because I viewed it as if I'd done something and done that and ended it, then it would make it easier on my husband because he wouldn't have to come home, as well as looking after a baby, which he loved doing. He wouldn't have to contend with me sort of crying at him or shouting at him.
Rachel became so depressed that she even considered, for one terrifying moment, harming Andreas.
I can remember him crying absolute loads. I think I tried every tick box in the book you could possibly think of: feeding, winding, changing his nappy. And I just, because he wouldn't be quiet, I just then started to get thoughts of, well, what if I smothered him? At least he'd be quiet then, and then I'll be able to sort myself out. But then, sort of within a split second, you're almost scared yourself, because how can you think that about a vulnerable baby?
Rachel is not alone. Up to 15% of women are reported to suffer from PND. But medics think this figure is likely to be a lot higher because many cases go unreported. Medics are now keen to get to those at risk before they give birth. Scientists at a laboratory in Britain have come up with a blood test to give women an indication of how likely they are to go on and develop depression. Researchers have proven that a genetic variation can lead to mothers to be becoming up to 5 times more likely to suffer from PND. Dimitri Grammatopoulos, professor of molecular medicine and consultant, is working on the study.
Well, clearly there is evidence that if you can identify women at risk early, you could be able to treat early or to introduce measures early in order to prevent or stop the process of the disease.
His paper, which has been published by the Journal of Psychiatric Research, is based on a recent study of 200 pregnant women. The research found that an overwhelming majority of women who went on to develop PND had at least one of two molecular signatures, variations in a person's DNA which increased the risk of PND. The study is far from complete. Grammatopoulos and his team are now recruiting around 1,500 volunteers for the next phase of their research. The aim is to have the blood test ready for use within 5 years. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.